Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A string of shootings across St. Louis over the weekend. One person dead, another hurt in a shooting at a South St. Louis gas station. The new details we're learning about what led to the violence.
And an off-duty police officer has a shootout with a group of people allegedly breaking into cars. How the situation unfolded in South St. Louis.
Plus, shots fired at a bowling alley in O'Fallon, Illinois. More on the incident at St. Clair Bowl last night. Good morning to you. It is Monday, March 4th. Hope you had a great weekend. You're watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm Margie Ellisor, in for John Firstborn.
And I'm Blair Lede. Thank you for waking up with us. Beautiful view here. Nice look at our roof camera in Maryland Heights. You can see the sunrise. Feeling good out there. Let's get a check of our forecast. Meteorologist Angela Huddy on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. Hey, Angela.
Hey there, Blair and Margie. It feels great out here this morning. No coat needed. You might want a sweatshirt. Make sure you have your longer sleeves on here early on when the breeze blows. There's a slight little bit of a chill, but that won't last long. We're going to head right back into the 80s this afternoon. So again, to the bus stop, maybe your favorite sweatshirt out the door just to help out. We're in the mid-50s in a lot of spots, but Metro St. Louis upper 50s to low 60s. 79 is our record high for the day. It's also my forecasted high, so we're very likely to meet that or even beat that this afternoon. The chance of storms is in the forecast for today, but not until later on tonight, so your daytime hours are looking dry. That is the good news this morning. We'll show you futurecast, talk about the timeline for those thunderstorms coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Let's get to your traffic, though, this morning. Calista off today, so some updates for you. We do have reports of a car on fire at 70 eastbound to the exit ramp to northbound Hanley. You can see the flashing lights there in the background. It is on the exit ramp, not on the main interstate, so that's good news for 70 drivers. But if you are someone trying to exit to northbound Hanley there off of 70 east, be ready and be cautious in that area. You may need to take another exit or make sure you move over for any emergency vehicles in that area. That's our only incident being reported right now. Quick reminder that downtown St. Louis, that 14th Street ramp off of eastbound 64 remains closed as they do that road work there by the bus depot and by Enterprise Center. You can see traffic coming in from Illinois, a little bit of a buildup there on the Illinois side, but it opens up really nicely as you head across the Poplar into Missouri.
Thank you, Angela. A violent altercation early this morning at a South St. Louis Quick Trip ends with a security guard shooting and killing a man.
The Power of Two's Chris Renier has been talking to police this morning. He's live in South City with what he's finding out. Chris.
Good morning to you, Marjorie. Good morning to you. We are learning many new details from St. Louis police about what exactly transpired overnight at the QT behind us here at Chippewa and Gravois in the Dutchtown neighborhood. You can see the store is back open. After the shooting overnight, earlier, police crime scene tape was up all around this QT while workers cleaned up both inside and outside the business, but that tape has since come down and things seem to be getting back to some sense of normal here. Authorities getting a call just after midnight. This morning, St. Louis police told me that there was some sort of disturbance inside the QT and the armed security guard inside the store was escorting a man out who was apparently causing that disturbance. Police say at some point there was a struggle and the suspect was able to grab the security guard's gun and shoot him in the leg. After he was shot, police tell us the struggle continued between the male suspect and the security guard. We're told the security guard was able to get his gun back and then he shot the suspect in the head, killing him. Police tell us the security guard was conscious and breathing, as his injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. There is still a little bit to be learned here about what that disturbance was inside the QT that started this whole chain of events. Police telling me this morning it does not appear that this was a would-be robber or something like that. We just simply don't know the details yet of what that disturbance was. But whatever it was, it quickly escalated to this person who police are calling a suspect, grabbing the security guard's gun, shooting the guard, and then the guard being able to get his gun back, fire back, and kill that man. For now, live in South St. Louis, I'm Chris Fournier.
Thank you, Chris. It is 6:04 right now. Well, this morning we're following a shootout between officers and a group of people in South St. Louis. The Power of Two's Laura Simon joins us live in the neighborhood, not too far from Tower Grove Park, with what happened. Laura?
Claire, a harrowing encounter for sure. This is a quiet neighborhood here just off of Hartford Avenue. And basically what happened was an off-duty St. Louis City police officer noticed a group of young people trying to break into cars. It turns out they were trying to steal a Hyundai parked on this block here behind me. And the off-duty officer went out to confront them. One of the suspects fired at the officer. The officer fired back, and then all of the suspects but one took off. One is in custody, but not the suspect who fired at that officer. So a scary situation. We want to show you what it looked like out here earlier this morning. This is some video from our Nissan Rogue Runner here. This all happened just after 2 a.m., and this is at the intersection of Hartford Street off Alfred Avenue, as Blair mentioned, not too far from Tower Grove Park. Lots of police were out here earlier processing the crime scene. You see the yellow tape there, even a shell casing at evidence marker 32, anywhere between several shots were 2 to 4 shots were fired, maybe even more than that, between the suspect and the off-duty officer. But what we're finding out, this off-duty St. Louis City police officer noticed a group of young people trying to break into cars. The situation escalated after one of the suspects fired at the off-duty officer. The off-duty officer shooting back. The suspect who fired the shot got away. But a boy involved in this is in juvenile custody at this hour for attempting to steal a car here on the street. As I mentioned, the other suspects got away. We don't know how many in total. Could possibly be an estimated 4 and 6 suspects last seen going east on Hartford Avenue, including that gunman who fired at the off-duty officer. The officer was not injured. It does not appear anybody else was hurt either. The teens, I'm told, were in 2 cars separate from the one that they were trying to steal. One of them, though, was another Hyundai reported stolen, and that has since been recovered on Coronado Street in the 1st District here. I spoke with Lieutenant Bill March, who was out here earlier this morning, and here's what he had to say about the fact that all of these suspects are probably under the age of 18.
Teens this hour of the night, getting involved in anything is not good. I wish there was something better they could be doing, like sleeping at this time. All we can do is respond and try and curb and get the parents involved to try and keep their monitor their kids, keep them at home, keep them safe.
And I did ask the lieutenant how many shots exactly were fired between that suspect and the off-duty officer. He said unclear. He would probably estimate at this point in time, while this is still under investigation, maybe a couple between both parties. But scary situation, certainly woke up people here in this neighborhood. This is very much still under investigation, as several suspects are still on the run at this hour. If you have any information, you are urged to call Crime Stoppers at 1-866-371-TIPS. Reporting live here in South St. Louis this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you, Laura. New this morning, someone started shooting last night at the St. Clair Bowl in O'Fallon, Illinois. It's on Old Collinsville Road. We are working to get more information from police and firefighters about what happened.
A woman is dead after being shot several times in North St. Louis.
It happened around 2:45 yesterday morning. Police say they found 26-year-old Brittany Ritchie dead on the sidewalk on Thomas Street at North Garrison Avenue. This is in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood. Officers arrested another woman for that shooting. Meanwhile, St. Louis police investigating another shooting in South St. Louis. This was on Verrillman Avenue near Neosho Street in the Bevo neighborhood. A 41-year-old man was shot in the shoulder and the chest. Police say he went to the hospital and was conscious and breathing.
3 people die in a fire that trapped several in a home outside of Rolla, Missouri. This happened Saturday night around 10:30 on County Road. Firefighters could not enter the home due to heavy smoke and fire. The identities of the victim are not being released at this time. The investigation is ongoing.
The funeral service for Chad Metcalf and Charlie Edmonds was yesterday at Michael Funeral Home on Southwest Avenue in St. Louis. 2 children
died in a house fire in Cahokia Heights February 23rd. The children's mom, Crystal Bates, and another child survived the fire. Motorcycles lined the area. The children's grandpa used to be a part of the Gateway Knights, serving as sergeant in arms.
A fire burns at a country club in Troy, Missouri. This happened at the Woods Fort Golf Course around 4 yesterday afternoon. Flames were quickly put out, though, and did not spread thanks to Wright City and the Franklin County and St. Charles County Fire Departments. The restaurant and golf course were open at the time of the fire. Everyone was able to get out safely.
And we're learning more about a brush fire in Fenton. Take a look here. This was near a trailer park off of Saline Creek. Authorities say the fire looks to have started downhill, but because of strong winds in the area, it quickly spread up to a hill near a neighborhood. At one point, people were asked to leave their homes just to be safe, but they are back home now.
Jury selection continues today in the trial of Daniel Riley. He is accused of the crash last year that cost visiting volleyball player Janae Edmondson both of her legs. Riley is charged with second-degree assault, armed criminal action, and driving without a license. He pleaded not guilty. The judge hopes to have a jury seated by today, with opening statements set for tomorrow. Cameras will be allowed in the courtroom.
Well, a committee of St. Louis aldermen reviews a plan today to fund the St. Louis Convention Center. The city invested federal money from the American Rescue Plan Act in 2021. Top city leaders recommend using more than $15 million in interest earned from that account to pay for convention center projects. The expansion at the America Center was first pitched back in 2018, including a new ballroom and pavilion and 92,000 square feet of new exhibit space. Political infighting between St. Louis City and County in the COVID pandemic caused delays.
Valley Park officials opened their new City Hall building today. Offices closed at noon on Friday to accommodate the move. The new building on Crescent Drive opens at 8 this morning.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.